The owner of the Atlanta Falcons football team, Arthur Blank, says he had no indications that quarterback Michael Vick was in trouble before he was indicted on dogfighting charges last week.
I feel badly that he potentially has put himself in a set of circumstances that can be very difficult for him to deal with. As I said earlier, he's not the young man that I've gotten to know in the last 6 years, so I am disappointed.
The Falcons owner says he agrees with the NFL commissioner who ordered Vic to stay away from training camp. As you might expect, Atlanta is buzzing with talk about the superstar quarterback and his problems. Here's a report from NPR's Kathy Lohr.
For the past week, local sports talk programs have been filled with speculation about what should happen to Vic. On the Buck and Kincaid show, Buck Ballew talked about reaction from Vic's supporters after he said repeatedly that the quarterback should go.
And a lot of people hot that I was speaking about the Atlanta community and how they felt about the Mike Vic thing.
Really?
People totally
You're not allowed
ticked
to speak.
Off because I was saying 75% of the people out there are against Mike Vic in this situation right now.
Just down the AM dial a bit, they've been talking about Vic on Two Live Stews, a show that features Stewart brothers Doug and Ryan. They say that Vic is innocent until proven guilty.
I mean, it just doesn't add up.
No, I mean, just the math just doesn't work.
50 million liquid running up and down the coast of the, you know, on 95, back and forth from Atlanta to Virginia.
In a pickup truck with dogs in the back.
Right. Yeah. Oh, not only to that, you're going back up and forth the coast to kill dogs.
Right.
I find that hard to believe, man.
Vic has said he was not involved in the dogfighting that allegedly took place on his property in Virginia. Fans seem split over whether they believe him. In the center of Atlanta at the ESPN Zone, a sports bar, Nikita Swain says too many people have already convicted Vic.
You know, if he is guilty, then he should be punished as well. You know, no one should get away with being cruelty to animals. So it's kind of, it's a little early to be, you know, everyone's persecuted him a little early before all of the facts are completely out on the table, and that's unfair.
The defensive coach for a historically black college in Atlanta, Jeff Mathis, says the NFL is making an example out of Vic, but not because he's black.
I don't think it's a racial issue. I just think it's a superstar issue. Here's a celebrity. There's something on him. Let's take it and run with it. And because he's a rich superstar athlete, it's blown up a whole lot more than if he were just a regular person.
Others are less forgiving. John Whitley says no player should be involved in this kind of scandal.
This is just barbaric for grown men to be watching dogs fight and kill each other for sport just so they can make a couple $100s. It's horrific.
Tomorrow, when training camp begins, Vic will be in Virginia answering the federal charges against him. For Falcons fans, it's just sinking in that the team will have to find a way to go on without their superstar, who vaulted the Falcons into the national spotlight with his ability to run and get out of so many tight spots. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.